Good to be with you, Mayor.
Good to be with you, and thank you, Aaron, for being there to help update everyone. We appreciate your dedication to being there and making sure we're all informed.
So what is the current situation? What is Chapel Hill, what have the police and emergency crews have had to deal with today?
Well, we have out there, we have about 9 snowplows. We joke when I, you know, go to other places up north and they all say, hey, how's your snowplow? And I said, well, we have more than one. They've been out there since early this morning. We brined yesterday and the day before. Unfortunately, the rain that came this morning didn't help that as much, but then the snow started coming down. And we've been out there, and DOT's been out there. We did have a small fire in a vacant apartment that took a little while to get put out, but it's okay. And then there's about 1,000 people so far without power. So, again, that happens when power lines go down, and that happens usually from car accidents. So we're asking everyone to please stay off the roads unless it's vital.
What do we know about the power outages? I saw earlier Eastwood Lake area and Glen Lennox had power outages. Is that right?
Yeah, and then south of town, I was told there's some air pockets over there that have some downed power lines as well.
So what's been the biggest issues?
Just getting people off the road because people are trying to get out there and get to where they think they need to go, and then they get stranded. So rescuing people who get through that and trying to make sure that, like I said, core services, you know, we do have a hospital in town, and we do try to make sure everyone stays safe and able to get to and from the hospital. Then we work with DOT to make sure those roads, but the snow is still coming down, so that's part of the problem. When you plow, it just kind of covers back up today, so it's been reoccurring, and we're worried about tomorrow as well. We're going to have warmer temperatures tomorrow, but this much accumulation and the melting and refreezing factor are really pretty intense. And so I'm pretty sure that's why schools are calling off and things like that. So we're trying to rearrange schedules. We canceled our meeting for tonight, as you know, and we're able to fold those items mostly into next week's meeting and then bump some of next week's to the following week. But we'll catch all the things from tonight up in the next two meetings.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. So what do we know about the time frame in terms of when the snow is going to stop, when the plowers are going to be able to get out and clear off not just the main roads, but the secondary roads, right? That's going to be another 24 hours or more.
We can't even get, we're having a hard time. It's been interesting, too. I've been watching here from my office at home, and not only is it snowing, but then the big trees are dumping when they get overloaded with this, and so there's just downpours of intense amounts of snow. When you're dealing with that, that causes visibility problems for people walking, driving, all that kind of thing. So this is messy. We weren't expecting this much. Last snowstorm was, I guess, a tasting of things to come, but wow, just wow, because we were told it would be an inch or so. It's just still coming. The storm moved a lot slower than everyone predicted and sort of hovering over us and just continuing to dump snow.
Yeah. So for people who are out there in Chapel Hill right now, what's the best advice for people as they try to get through this storm?
Yeah, stay home is the best we can do. Check on your neighbors if you can get out and walk around and check on maybe older neighbors who are at home and housebound to make sure that they're okay and that their heat's working okay. There's a whole list of things on the town website, but one of the common problems is people try to run independent heaters. Try not to do that, the fumes and all those kinds of things, and the probability of catching on fire, that kind of thing. Like I said, stay home, stay off the roads. We'll see what tomorrow looks like, and we'll be back out there. And then our crews get tired. They've been working nonstop around the clock for over 24 hours now. So these are all folks who come here and work and are dedicated to making sure we stay safe, but then they have to rest, and they need to get back to their families as well. So it takes a village, and we are a village, community, I should say. We don't like the word village. and to work together to make sure that we keep keeping people off the roads frees our crews up to do the work they need to do to get the roads back open.
And really, a shout-out to the police officers and the emergency vehicles. I'm seeing a police car driving past on Estes Drive even now, and it's pretty much the only cars out there on the roads, but they really are working around the clock to make sure the community stays safe as much as possible.
Yeah, so I think we're supposed to be warmer tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. But again, when things, this amount of accumulation is just really tough. As it starts to melt and then the temperatures drop again in the evening, it refreezes, causing the ice that we don't like either. So just be careful. It was a good week to the start of the week with MLK Day celebrations, and now we're out here looking at all this. But it's always an interesting time in the winter.
And then finally, Mayor, before we let you go, if people are out there and they need help, they need assistance, where can they go? Who can they call?
they just need to call 911 and they'll get directed to whatever services are needed. We say that to everyone, just give 911 a call and we will connect you with whoever you need to be connected with. And again, if they can stay off the roads, then that frees up our emergency services folks, the police, the fire, and the sheriff's department to be able to respond to the people who need immediate service.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you again for being there, like I said, and helping everyone. And you stay safe getting home.